Blog Talk Radio.
The views and comments expressed do not reflect the opinions of eWater Radio. All comments and views are show guest views and comments and in no way reflect views or comments of eWater Radio, KEWR, DB, or its affiliates.
You're listening to eWater Radio, KEWRDB.
Good evening, good evening, good evening. Welcome to the Phenomenal You broadcast. This is Nicole, and you are listening to this show at your home for positive, empowering, and insightful conversation. And I just want to welcome you, as I always do, to the broadcast. And I want to thank you for joining me this evening. I know there are so many other things that you could be doing. So the major fact that you have chosen to take an hour out of your time and listen to little old me, it is appreciated. Very, very much so, because, you know, you could be doing a whole bunch of other things, you know, just like everybody else. So how is everyone doing? I don't know if you had a chance to look at my Instagram today or my Facebook page today, but I did post a little video up there just to check in with everyone after this long weekend. You know, I'm going to say it was a long weekend, but for me it wasn't, because I wasn't off yesterday. But for some it was, and I'm happy for you, because if I can't have it, I'm glad that you can have it. You know, like I always say, when you shine, I shine. So I'm happy for you if you got yesterday off, because, you know, I didn't. But also, you know, we came out of a weekend of Valentine's Day. And, you know, I was looking at social media. It is so crazy, you guys, because social media shows some big things. I really can see how you can get caught up in comparing things, you know, to your life when you're looking at social media. Because, I mean, I saw beds of roses, you know, pools filled with balloons and candles and roses. You know, you saw pink bubble baths, walls made out of balloons with people's names on it. I mean, we saw diamonds, we saw purses, we saw cars that were pink being given. And you know what? If you're living a regular old life like mine, and you don't have your mind right, and you have not really learned to really appreciate you and your life and be grateful, you could really get caught up at looking at that stuff and being envious. But I'm here to tell you, no, don't do it. Do not do it, because, you know, that's just a little bit. We just see a little bit of what's happening. And a lot of people get caught up on Valentine's Day. You know, they get disappointed. They're angry. They're sad. They're frustrated because they think they don't get what they want, or someone is not acting the way that they want them to be. Their flowers are not big enough. They didn't get enough chocolate. Their gift, you know, wasn't what they thought it would be. And you really get caught up in that. And sometimes you have to take a step back and you have to ask yourself, why? Why is this such a big deal to me? I had said in my video today, I don't even know the root of Valentine's Day, which I'm going to make it a point to read about it. So to be honest with you, I don't even, you know if it's something that I would want to be affiliated with, but I don't really celebrate those days, you know, like that. You know, it's a nice day. You can have some dinner. But to be honest with you, I really do try to practice showing the people that I love gratitude, appreciation, love. I try to practice that, you know, on a daily basis, because, you know, what we have learned from last year to this year is that life is short. You're not promised a second. You're not promised a minute. You're not promised an hour. So what I will encourage you to do is stop putting all your hopes in one day, okay, and express your love and your gratitude and express everything that you feel about someone all the time. And it doesn't have to just be on one day. Because take my word for it, those gifts, you know, whatever that is, it does not represent who you are, your value. It doesn't even a lot of times represent the love that someone has for you. It can, but it doesn't necessarily do that. I mean, don't get me wrong. I'm not hating you guys. You know, I love a good balloon arrangement myself, but I'm just saying, don't get caught up, you know. Don't fall for the okey-doke because there are bigger things in the world than that. And, you know, we have other stuff that we need to focus on besides, you know, the gifts and the flowers that you think you're going to get or that you didn't get on Valentine's Day. Value yourself. Love yourself, you know. It's nice to be acknowledged. It's nice to be loved. It's nice to be appreciated. And it's nice when people show you. But just don't get caught up with that, okay? That's what I have to say. No heartbreak on Valentine's Day because you're valuable every single day. You were valuable on February 13th. You were valuable on February 15th. And you're valuable today and every other day. So you remember that. Don't let one day define you or your mood or what you feel about yourself, okay? I mean, I just had to get that in there. You know, I'm always saying something. So let's get into this. You know, my last show I did, you know, I dipped into my bowl. And let me tell you the premise of dipping into my bowl is that I have different topics that people have suggested to me or, you know, that I thought of and I don't want to forget them. So I write them down and I'm going to do it more and more. And so I'm just going to be reaching into this and discussing some of these topics. And the first topic that I really want to jump off on, and you know what, my daughter told me not to talk about this, but I'm going to talk about this, is the Gorilla Glue Girl. Now, depending on who you are, you do not know who this girl is. This is a girl, 40 years old, or a woman, who was slicking back her hair. She ran out of Gorilla Glue. If you don't know what Gorilla Glue is, or I'm sorry, she ran out of Got to Be Glue. So if you don't know what Got to Be Glue is, it is a spray, and I believe it's also a gel that you can buy in a beauty supply store to get a really good slick back. So if you're slicking your hair down, it's gonna give you that slick back that you want. So I don't know where she was going or where she was trying to get to, but she ran out, and you know, maybe in her panic or in her need to make sure her slick back was right, she ended up using a bottle of Got to Be Glue spray. And you heard me right, Got to Be Glue spray. So I don't know at what point she really started to realize that she had made a mistake. What I know is that she made a post 1 month into the experience because her hair had not moved, and she was not able to comb out. I'm sorry, I'm not laughing at it because that's not funny, but she wasn't able to comb out the slick back on her head. And so, you know, people think that she did stuff just as a stunt in order to get money because she got a GoFundMe. But, I mean, this experience had everybody drawn in, including myself. Like, I literally went on the Instagram page and turned on the notifications so that I would know when she made another post because I was invested. I was invested in what was happening. I really was. I had conversations with my girlfriends about what she could do. You know, I was looking for it because I really was invested in it, and I did not want her to end up with absolutely no hair and a damaged scalp, whether it was planned, whether it was, you know, a trick, whether it was a stunt or not. I just didn't want to see her on the short end of the stick, which she already was, because her hair was glued to her head. So I was really invested in the story. And in the end, a wonderful doctor in Beverly Hills was able to help her and free up her hair and her scalp. And she was left with hair. And, you know, I'm grateful for that. You know, I have empathy. I really, a lot of people talked about her and they were mean and they thought that she was coming up. But I really thought to myself, like, if you really feel like you need to do something that drastic to get attention, then that's a mental health issue. And in no way am I saying that that's what she is doing. But I'm telling you that if you have a need for attention at a level which will have you compromise something, your health, you know, in order to get it, there is an issue. But then, you know, I was having a discussion with my friends via text message, and one of my friends mentioned that it's a deeper conversation. And I really started thinking about that, like, you know, this is a deeper conversation for this young lady to have felt the need to use this can of Gorilla Glue spray to slick her hair back, to get that perfect ponytail. And, you know, if you're a black woman, I can't speak for anyone else, you know about the slick back. You know you want your slick back, when you slick your hair back, to be slick, slick. You don't want no rough edges. You don't want any fluffy edges. You want your stuff to be slick and shiny, okay? And it leads to a deeper conversation about black women and their hair, black women and their crown, about how they have been conditioned to feel that their hair has to look a certain way and be a certain way in order to be accepted. This whole incident, it opens up the conversation, really, of self-love and loving yourself as you are and understanding, you know, what you need to do if you don't love yourself like that. We have a history as black women of being ridiculed for the way that we wear our hair. You know, back in the day, there was even laws, and I mean back in the day, there was even a law that forbade women, black women, to show their natural hair because of the beautiful styles that we would put in our hair. And so then we were forced to wrap our hair. And it's so interesting to watch the levels, to watch the extent that people will go through, women will go through for their hair. We don't play about our hair. I wear my hair braided all the time, but I don't play about my hair either. I'm not taking myself out the equation. But at some point, we have to think to ourselves, like, okay, why? You know, why wasn't that slick back good enough when she ran out of the Got to Be Glue? Because that slick back was laid. Let me tell you what. I was staring at it, okay? Those edges weren't lifting. It had been in her hair for a month. She could have closed off her follicles in her head. She could have had chemical burns either from that spray or from that spray being removed. There are so many things that could have happened to her that weren't good. And in the end, even if she was thinking fast, she chose to do it. And so with that, and I'm going to say, ladies, to my sisters, and, you know, I love everyone, but this is to you. This is to you. I say this to you. You're beautiful the way that you are, okay? And the way that your hair grows out your head, there is nothing the matter with it. And there's nothing the matter with you wanting to wear your hair however it is that you want to wear your hair. You want to wear braids. You want to wear a weave. You want to wear it natural. You want to get a perm. You want to get it pressed. You don't want to comb it, that's your right to do it. But understand, you know, that you're beautiful just the way you are, just how your hair comes out of your head. And your edges don't have to be laid, no matter what society makes you believe. You know, I said it before, my edges don't lay. You know, and I had to become one with that. I had to understand that unless I was going to go take a perm and perm my edges, that was the only way I was going to get some slick down baby hair, and I just decided that I'm not going to do that. So I just watching her was a lesson for people. You know, I'm not saying she doesn't love herself. I'm just saying, you know, just where was your thought process? What was your thought process when you decided to get an industrial spray can of glue and spray it on your hair so your edges will lay? I'm laughing. It's not funny. But I'm just telling you. I challenge you, Google it. Google it. You know, whether you're a black woman or not, whether you're a woman or not, Google it. Because, you know, I always say a lot of times people don't understand people's actions because they don't understand the root of it. They don't understand the root of it. They don't get it. They don't get it. So they think it's ridiculous. They laugh at it because they don't understand. It's easy to laugh at someone. It's easy to say, you know, that's what she gets when you don't get it, when you don't get the root of it. Empathy is real. There's a lot of things that we don't do right. Every single person. Nobody is perfect. Sorry, you guys, I pushed the wrong button. But, yeah, there's a lot of things that we just don't do right, that we don't turn right when we should have. We don't go left when we should have. It doesn't make us wrong. We're just learning. But the more we learn about each other, the more we understand why people are the way they are, the decisions they make, then, you know, the more empathy we can show. And you know, we must. It is a must. If you haven't learned anything right now going on in the world, is that you have to have empathy. You know, we have to be more loving and we have to be more concerned about each other, because this world does not turn on each of our individual behind, no matter what you think, no matter who you like, no matter who you hate. It's not just about you. Okay, we are collectively here together. Okay, and we have to learn about each other. But I thought it was interesting, you know, and like I said, I'm still invested. You know, I'm waiting for the hairstyle. I may have missed it. You know, she may have posted how she's wearing her hair now because I haven't looked, but I am invested, you guys, because you do know that when I first saw the thing on the Gorilla Glue Girl, I thought it was fake. I really did. I will tell you this. I did see where she's taking some of the money that she got in the GoFundMe started for her, and she is donating it to a charity, which is a wonderful thing, which is a wonderful thing. But keep that in mind, you guys, okay? Keep that in mind, because you have to pay attention to the little things that's going on in the world around you, even the stuff that you think is dumb. There's some people who just, you know, who don't think they need to pay attention to anything unless it has to directly deal with them. You know, I even have to tell myself that sometimes. But we have to. We have to pay attention to the things that are going on outside of our communities. You know, it's like what I say about Google and look up something about someone who looks nothing like you, who is not from where you are from, who is not the same skin tone as you, who is not the same culture as you, and learn about that person. You know, Ash Wednesday is tomorrow. It's Lent. Maybe that's what you can do. You could dedicate some time to understanding and learning about other people. Yeah, and the more you do that, the more that you understand, the more you can empathize for others, and the less judging you will do. Because judging is easy as hell. It's an easy thing to do. But you know what's hard to do? What's hard to do is to seek the knowledge. Because it's easy to get spoon-fed and just be judgmental off of, you know, what somebody's been feeding you. You know, if you allow people to only spoon feed you green beans and you don't know that there's other green vegetables to eat, because you're only going to get spoon fed, you know, what someone has given you. So, you know, I encourage you to do what you have to do in order to learn about other people. And that's including Gorilla Glue Girl. I know some of you think, oh, that's ridiculous, but go look that up. Look at it. It was interesting. It really was interesting, because, dang, the things that we will do to look good. We are a very superficial community right now. And, you know, people can laugh at that, but think of the things that you have done for the sake of looking good. Don't laugh at her. Don't judge. Judge and be judged. You may not have sprayed, you know, glue in your hair, but it's something else, take my word, that we've all done. You know, you can keep it in the closet, but think about the things that you do and you go through for the sake of looking good before you judge, before you judge. So if you're just tuning in, I see some people popping up on my dashboard. You are listening to the Phenomenal You podcast on eWater Radio, KEWRD DB, and I am your host, Nicole. And this is your home for positive, empowering, and insightful conversation. And this evening, I have multiple topics. I'm pulling from the bowl. Can you hear it? I'm pulling from the bowl. We're talking about some stuff. You know, we're just having a conversation, or I guess I'm just talking. But we're going to get into it. We're going to get into some of these topics. And there's some really good ones. So, you know what? I'm going in this bowl right now. I'm going to actually pull one because I promised somebody that I would have this conversation because it's an interesting one. And it's called the One-Up King and Queen. Again, the One-Up King and Queen. What do you think about when I say one-up, when somebody's trying to one-up you? What do you think about when I say that? Well, the one-up king and queen. Someone said, will you talk about the one-up, the person who always is trying to one you up? You've met them. You've met them at work, probably one of your neighbors, maybe one of your classmates from back in the day. You know, that person that always has to make an effort to be better or go bigger than you, no matter what it is that you said. If, you know, if you're, you know, you get a nosebleed, you know, they get a nosebleed for 15 hours. You know, if you had a hard night's sleep, they've had insomnia, you know, for 6 months. Like what I said before is, you know, you got a fever of 102, they'll tell you about the time they had a fever of 110 and they still worked all day, finished their paper at school. Like they always have to one-up you. You know, you say you trying to do X, Y, and Z, and all of a sudden they trying to do the same thing, and they've done it maybe because they have the resources to get it done. Always looking at what somebody else is doing, trying to one-up them, trying to do better than they are. You know, and you have to wonder about that. You have to wonder about that. You know, why are you, why is anyone the one-up person? What is the benefit of one-upping? And why does your pleasure and your accomplishments come from outdoing somebody else? You know, and I can only attribute that to some sort of insecurity, of not having a vision of your own, of looking at someone else and thinking that their happiness is your happiness, or looking down on someone and, you know, always wanting to make them feel bad. What is it about that one-up king or queen? It's rooted in something, right? Because everything is rooted in something, you know? I have watched friendships crash and burn because of the one-up idea, because of that one friend who's always trying to prove that they're better than you or better than the next person. You know, where does that mentality come from? It's part of keeping up with the Joneses. You know, I've literally watched in a neighborhood somebody paint their house just because it was time to paint their house, and the neighbor next door sees that the house is getting painted, and now they need to paint their house because, God forbid, they feel like somebody is wanting up them. God forbid my neighbor got their house painted. Let me paint my house. I have watched someone in the neighborhood get a new car, and all of a sudden you see other new cars start popping up. What is that? What's that all about? Why is somebody else's pleasure your pain or their pain? Why is somebody else's accomplishment what a downer for you? I've already said it since I started this podcast, but, you know, I believe in when I shine or you shine, we shine. You know, when my friends are doing well, I'm doing well. You know, there's some that's accomplished way more than me, and that's okay. You know, I'm proud of them. I can't do everything some people can do, even if I wanted to accomplish it. I can't do it. I don't always have all of the resources. Everyone doesn't always have all of the resources. But if you get pleasure out of one-upping somebody. You know, I ask you to ask yourself the question, why? Because that really is getting pleasure out of somebody else's, you know, failure, or not even failure, their lack of the resources maybe to do it, their lack of the time to do it. Think about it. That one-up king and queen. You know, their story is always bigger, you know, always bigger. Just, it's the story of, you know, like, you hate to catch the bus and then somebody come and tell you a story how they walk to school in the snow with holes in their shoes. It's the one-up always needing to tell a bigger story. It's an attention seeker. You know, you don't know about it until you think about it, until you talk about it. So sometimes you don't even know that that's what you're doing. But the more you know, the more you're aware. The more you know, the more you're aware. And that's the one-up king and queen. Do you guys know any one-up kings and queens? Text me, 310-308-8568. Text me if you have a question. Text me if you have a comment. And I'll state it, you know. Who's your one-up king and queen? You know, kids do that. You know, I expect for adults to grow out of it, but it just becomes more complex the older that we get. That would be a whole interesting, we could do a whole show on it. You know, but I want to say that I think it's about insecurity. And it's interesting because I was just talking about Gorilla Glue Girl and her hair, and I think part of that is rooted in some insecurities, you know, with the pressure that you get for trying to look the best. And then, you know, the one-up king and queen, the pressure that you get for trying to have the perfect picture in your life when people look at you. You know, you don't want people to look at you and think that you don't have it together. You want the house with the picket fence and the dog and the kids. Well, everybody don't want kids. But what I'm saying is you get what I'm saying. You want that. And so when you see somebody else getting it, it's an issue for you. When you think that someone else has a better story than you, you feel like you have to have a bigger story. But what happened to just sitting back and basking in the accomplishments of the people around you and being happy for them? What happened to that? You know, we don't see that a lot. What happened to that? Think about it. Think about it. Think about all the things that we do that's rooted in our journey to find ourselves and to be good with ourselves and our accomplishments, regardless of what the next person is doing. Now, I'm not saying you can't want for more. I'm just asking, if you have a need to always one-up somebody, maybe you need to really think about it. What you guys think? Yeah? It's something to think about. Look, I'm going to have to sit back and assess my dang self. I really am. I'm going to have to figure it out for myself. If, you know, the more we look within each other, ourselves, the more we learn. The more we learn. I'm going to go to a commercial, and when I come back, we're going to continue with, what am I going to call this, In the Bowl Tuesday? We're going to continue. We'll be right back.
Joyful Expressions Paint and Taste Studio is a fun place to celebrate any occasion. We provide every guest with an apron, easel, canvas, brush, paint, and an instructor to guide you step by step through the creation of your masterpiece. Come on time so that you can pick a good seat and order your drink. Joyful Expressions now has Taco Tuesday, a margarita wine and two tacos with chips and salsa, Thirsty Thursday with wine and snacks, Friday fun night, and Saturday brunch with two wings, a Belgian waffle, and bottomless mimosas. Reserve your seat today at joyfulexpressions.gallery. Prices start at only $24. Joyful Expressions is located at 14800 Southwestern Avenue, number 104 in the city of Gardena. 310-692-6999. That's 310-692-6999. It's your time to shine and get your paint and party on. It's lit. JoyfulExpression.gallery. Also, check out the Facebook page.
And we are back. You're listening to the Phenomenal You podcast on eWater Radio, KEWRDB. And I'm Nicole Quinlan Lee. And this evening it is, I guess I'm going to call it In the Bowl Tuesday. And, you know, I'm just talking about different stuff. I mean, I just have so much on my mind, you guys. You know, I realized the other day that I've been working remote for almost a year. I'm sitting at the desk right now that I've been sitting at for almost a dang year. And it's crazy. It's crazy what you can adjust to. And I have to tell you that this year has been really interesting for me in my self-growth, because I think I really was forced to sit my behind down somewhere and really assess my life and the things that I say that I want in comparison and to the action that I take to get it. I mean, and it's a hard pill to swallow when you look at the goals that you have set for yourself and you then are honest with yourself about the action you have taken in order to reach the goal. I only can speak for myself, but let me tell you what, I was not stepping up to the plate with a lot of it, and had the nerve sometimes to have an attitude because I hadn't reached some of my goals. Who am I mad at but myself? Who am I mad at? And so that's really been a lot of my journey since I've been working remote. I'm definitely still way more than I ever have been. But I can definitely tell you that I found a level of peace that I've never known. And I'm still learning, you know, and I'm still reflecting and I'm still self-auditing. But it was really interesting to come to this day where I was like, but you're not doing what you need to do, Nicole, in order to meet the goals that you want to meet. You know, you talk about you want to be in this certain kind of physical shape, but you're not doing anything to do it. You're just talking about it. Yeah, I worked out, but I wasn't extra serious about it for some time. Sometimes I was, sometimes I wasn't. And I had to be honest with myself. I wasn't committing to myself. I wanted the outcome without the commitment to get the outcome. And a lot of stuff. And I'm telling you, it's a trip when you really look within yourself and you realize, man, you know, this is all me. It's all Nicole. Nicole didn't do what she was supposed to do because she didn't reach the goal she wanted to reach. It didn't have anything to do with COVID. It didn't have anything to do with anybody else. It all had to do with the action that I wanted to put in, you know, which obviously wasn't what it was supposed to be, because when I put it in, you know, I reached some of my goals. I'm still working on some, but, you know, you have to be accountable. You have to be accountable. You have to be accountable for your part and what's going on in your life. And it's real easy to make excuses. I forgot who I was talking to who was like, we make excuses that, you know, are self-destructive, because we'll be like, I work hard every I can't even say it. I work hard every day, so I deserve, you know, to sleep all day long in this bed because I've been working. Knowing dang well you got stuff that you have to get done. Then you mad, stressed out because you didn't get it done. You didn't get it done, right? Because you excused yourself to death. You excused yourself into the bed under the covers, which is okay every now and then. But you know what? If you don't have a plan and you don't take action, then nothing is going to happen. And that's just the reality of life. I've always said, you know what? My abs are not going to knock on my front door one day and just, when I open it, jump onto my stomach. That's not going to happen. It would be nice, but that's not going to happen. And I could talk about it all I want, because that's what I want for whatever reasons, you know, because that's my business. But if I want it, I have to take action for it, you know? I can't be out here doing things that are going to go against that goal, right? You want to get stuff done? You want to knock off that to-do list? You can't sleep all day every day. You got to get up and get it done, because it's not going to just do it itself. You want to maintain a healthier lifestyle? Okay. Well, what action are you taking in order to do that? What are you doing? How are you changing your lifestyle. You want to be more healthy? I mean, we have to be honest with ourselves, and it's hard. It's hard. I was looking at myself with a blank face because I couldn't even blame it on anybody. Who am I going to blame it on? Who am I going to blame it on? We have to pull ourselves up from the bootstrap. We have to kick our own behinds up out of the bed. We have to get up, take action, and do what we need to do so that we can accomplish what we need to be, what we need to accomplish and what we want to accomplish. Because there's some needs and there's some wants. And the only way we're going to get it done is if we do it, because nobody's going to do it for us. No one is going to do it for us. And that leads me to picking another topic out of my bowl list. Can you hear? Ooh, I know you guys don't want to talk about this. We're going to talk about this real quick, okay? We're going to talk about it because, you know, I know you're sick of hearing about it. Can you guess what I'm about to talk about? I know you are sick of this vaccine, okay? First and foremost, let me make it very clear to you. It is your choice. It is not mandatory. It cannot be made mandatory. It is your choice. But I want to tell you, make an informed decision. Look at the pros and the cons. And for those of you, including myself, who kind of are looking at it and we like, we don't know, I need for you to understand why people feel that way. Educate yourself. Educate yourself about vaccines and trials that have been ran and have been tested on people without their authorization that will make you not trust some stuff. And I had to find myself, I had to go seek knowledge for myself because I'm not the most trusted person when it comes to the medical field and vaccines and stuff. You know, I have taken vaccines because I worked at the shelter and they required you to do so. And my need to help others, you know, trumped, no pun intended, my need to just say I'm not going to take it, okay? But I definitely read up about it. I definitely looked very deep into it, and that's what I encourage you to do, okay? We are getting better. Our numbers in California have finally decreased, but that does not mean that we let down our guard. We have to move forward. We have to be smart about it, and this is part of your goals too. What do you want to do in life? What are the things that you want to accomplish? Well, part of you accomplishing anything is you remaining healthy. And remaining healthy is just not about you going and working out every day. That is not part of it. You have to be healthy, mind, body, and spirit. And you have to seek the knowledge that you need in order to make the informed decisions that you need to make so that you could be healthy. So what I'm going to tell you about this vaccine is I'm not telling you to go get it. It is your prerogative. What I'm telling you to do is research it. Gather the information that you need to gather. I'm intentionally not giving you any information because you need to go get it yourself. And I could have. I have the resources to get it to you, but I'm not going to do that. You need to go and do it yourself. That's what I was just talking about. The actions that we need to take to benefit ourselves. If you a strong no, why are you a strong no? If you're a strong yes, why are you a strong yes? If you teetering in between, why? All of this is about us being accountable for ourselves. All of it is. You know, we have to do what we need to do for ourselves. You know, I feel some kind of way about it, but, you know, I want people around me to feel comfortable, so I'm going to really take a look. But we got to take action for ourselves. And guess what? We don't have time to sit around and feel sorry for ourselves because we are more than capable of doing it. Even if you teetered off, even if you have strayed off and you're not doing what you need to do to take care of yourself, you're not getting the information that you need to take care of yourself, it doesn't matter. Let it go. Do it now. So all I'm going to say about this vaccine thing is go seek the information so you can know it. you know, and you can make a well-informed decision because in the end, it is your choice. Definitely, no doubt about it. So I did get a couple of texts. I think I struck a little chord about us talking about, you know, the things that we need to do for ourselves and the goals that we need to make. So I kind of want to back up on that really quick, and I want to give a little more attention to that. And that's okay because, you know, this is an unscripted, as you can hear, broadcast this evening about, you know, I want to back up on us and our goals and the things that we need to do for ourselves. And, you know, the reality of it is that we will fall off because no one is perfect. So when I talk to you, in no way am I being judgmental. I fall off all the time. As I stated, I had to sit up and be very honest with me, myself, about the things that I wanted in comparison to the actions I was taking to get it. And I think that we live in a society that promotes that because everything seems like it just happens. We want it so quick. We don't want to put in any work for it. We want it now. We want it now. Sometimes we want it now so bad that it's a self-destructive behavior because then we don't take the necessary steps that we need to take in order to get it. We take uninformed, irresponsible steps in order to get where we're trying to go. And in the end, you know, we don't even get to where we want to go. We get to this kind of funny and we just settle. No one said it would be easy. It's not. It's not easy. It's not easy to stay on track. It's not easy to continue to work towards goals, even if it is something that you absolutely want. It's hard. It's exhausting. It's tiring. It's frustrating. It can drive you crazy. It can piss you off. It can make you not want to get out of bed sometime because you want it. You want it now, and you don't want it to be difficult. But the best things in life will test you. Everything doesn't have to be hard, but a lot of stuff is hard. It's gonna be hard. And that's when you have to be committed to the cause, committed to yourself. And that's why I always emphasize it's the mind first. A healthy mind, it just drips into everything else. You have a healthy mind, then you understand your value. And when you understand your value, you really understand your value. You understand that that work that you need to take, that action that you need to take in order to get the things that you want and to meet the goals that you want, it's worth it because you're worth it, because you're of value. And you're going to do it. You're going to get it done. You got to reset your mind. You have to reset it. It's not easy. Take my word for it. Hell, it's hard. I don't always want to work out. That's why sometimes I show you guys my workout on my Instagram and my Facebook. I'm not showing out. I don't have anything to show out about. But what I'm trying to remind you of is I'm just like you. I'm struggling through every day. I'm trying to stay focused. I'm trying to meet my goals. I'm trying to be the best Nicole that I could be. Trying to live better and be better and treat the community better. And I'm trying to do all of that. And sometimes it's a lot, but I keep going. I keep going. I stay committed. And I don't beat myself up. We're not perfect. Just keep trying. Just keep doing it. It's worth it. It's worth it. Take my word for it. You know, I just wish sometimes I could bottle up how I feel sometimes. Like the peace that I feel, even when I'm stressed the hell out, I can't even explain to you, like, the goodness of it. You know, I wish I could just take a spray bottle like that Gorilla Glue spray. No, I wish I could just take a little spray bottle this and let people feel it. But I don't know if it would feel as good to you because it's mine, you know? But it's something about really sitting back and looking within yourself and being able to acknowledge the good, the bad, and the ugly, and to be able to acknowledge the stuff that you fell off on and the stuff that you're not doing, but to be honest with yourself and make the decision to keep moving forward and to come to this peaceful place to understand that, no, you're not perfect, but you can get it done, and to really understand that you deserve it and that you are of value and that, no, no one is going to give it to you, but you can get it. It's an incredible feeling. It really is, and I really wish I could really share it with you, but I can't. The only thing I could tell you is get it for yourself. Get it for yourself. You know, it's interesting. It's interesting. So me stepping back on that, you know, based on some of the texts I got, is that keep pushing forward. Don't stop. Don't beat yourself up because you are not perfect. There is no such thing as perfection. Don't let anybody fool you because it's not. You can go try to buy it. You can go try to tuck it. What? You can plump it up, right? You can what? Wrap it up and tighten it up. It don't matter. There's no such thing as perfection. You can fake it. There's no such thing as perfection. And when you understand that, you'll keep on doing what you're doing, and you won't beat yourself up when you fall off. You won't beat yourself up when you trip, when that barrier comes up, because you know that that's going to come. Regardless of who you are, think about who you came from. Think about it. You are here today because someone kept moving forward. Whether there were tiny steps, whether they crawled forward, whether they dragged their body forward, whether they ran forward, they kept moving forward. They kept going. I mean, you from some strong stock, regardless of who you are, because you're here and you made it. Right? So understand your value. Understand your value. My last topic for this evening, I just pulled one, and the question is it reasonable to request one's empathy while you push them away? Is it reasonable to request one's empathy while you push them away? And I instantly thought of the definition of empathy. I looked it up. It said the ability to understand and share the feelings of another. Is it reasonable to request one's empathy while you push them away? Now, what I'm going to say is not fact. It's my opinion. And what I'm going to say is I don't think empathy is not based on circumstance. It's not something I think that is reasonable or not reasonable. It is something that just is, and you either have it or you don't. Empathy is to understand, but it doesn't mean that you accept it. It's to understand. It's almost like I understand real racist people and why they're racist. It's weird for me to say it, but I can look at people and see how they are raised and conditioned to be hateful and mean, or you're around that grumpy person and you I understand it. Okay, I see where you got it from. It don't mean I accept it. It doesn't mean you get to treat me any old kind of way. But I see it. I know you've been through some things. You know, but again, it doesn't mean that I accept you treating me funny because you've been through it. It doesn't mean that I even necessarily agree. It doesn't mean I agree. Empathy to me is something that you have. You have it or you don't. You know, that's just what it is. So is it reasonable to request one's empathy while you push them away? It doesn't matter if it's reasonable. Depends. It doesn't matter about the circumstance. You either are empathetic or you're not. And that's just my opinion. That's just my opinion. But I believe that we lack empathy as a community, which is why we so easily judge, which is why it's so easy for us to, you know, agree with the mistreatment of other people. It's so easy for us to walk down the street and walk right past the person sleeping on the on the sidewalk because we believe that they have brought it on themselves. You know, but empathy goes a long way. Empathy goes a long, long way. And with that being said, I am going to play a speech. And you've heard it if you were at the inauguration. I'm going to go ahead and play this, and then I'm going to end this out. Okay, here we go.
Mr. President, Dr. Biden, Madam Vice President, Mr. Emhoff, Americans, and the world. When day comes, we ask ourselves, where can we find light in this never-ending shade? The loss we carry, a sea we must wade. We've braved the belly of the beast. We've learned that quiet isn't always peace. In the norms and notions of what just is, isn't always just is. And yet the dawn is ours before we knew it. Somehow we do it. Somehow we've weathered and witnessed a nation that isn't broken, but simply unfinished. We, the successors of a country and a time where a skinny black girl descended from slaves and raised by a single mother, can dream of becoming president, only to find herself reciting for one. And yes, we are far from polished, far from pristine, but that doesn't mean we are striving to form a union that is perfect. We are striving to forge our union with purpose, to compose a country committed to all cultures, colors, characters, and conditions of man. And so we lift our gaze not to what stands between us, but what stands before us. We close the divide because we know to put our future first. We must first put our differences aside. We lay down our arms so we can reach out our arms to one another. We seek harm to none and harmony for all. Let the globe, if nothing else, say this is true. That even as we grieved, we grew. That even as we hurt, we hoped. That even as we tired, we tried. That we'll forever be tied together, victorious. Not because we will never again know defeat, but because we will never again sow division. Scripture tells us to envision that everyone shall sit under their own vine and fig tree, and no one shall make them afraid. If we're to live up to our own time, then victory won't lie in the blade, but in all the bridges we've made. That is the promised glade, the hill we climb, if only we dare it. Because being American is more than a pride we inherit. It's the past we step into and how we repair it. We've seen a force that would shatter our nation rather than share it. Would destroy our country if it meant delaying democracy. And this effort very nearly succeeded. But while democracy can be periodically delayed, it can never be permanently defeated. In this truth, in this faith we trust, for while we have our eyes on the future, history has its eyes on us. This is the era of just redemption. We feared it at its inception. We did not feel prepared to be the heirs of such a terrifying hour, but within it we found the power to author a new chapter, to offer hope and laughter to ourselves. So, while once we asked, how could we possibly prevail over catastrophe? Now we assert, how could catastrophe possibly prevail over us? We will not march back to what was, but move to what shall be, a country that is bruised but whole, benevolent but bold, fierce and free. We will not be turned around or interrupted by intimidation, because we know our inaction and inertia will be the inheritance of the next generation. Our blunders become their burdens. But one thing is certain. If we merge mercy with might, and might with right, then love becomes our legacy and change our children's birthright. So let us leave behind a country better than one we were left. With every breath from my bronze pounded chest, we will raise this wounded world into a wondrous one. We will rise from the gold-limbed hills of the west. We will rise from the windswept northeast where our forefathers first realized revolution. We will rise from the lake-rimmed cities of the midwestern states. We will rise from the sun-baked south. We will rebuild, reconcile, and recover in every known nook of our nation, in every corner called our country. Our people, diverse and beautiful, will emerge battered and beautiful. When day comes, we step out of the shade, aflame and unafraid. The new dawn blooms as we free it. For there is always light if only we're brave enough to see it, if only we're brave enough to be it.
And there is always light if only we are brave enough to see it, if only we are brave enough to be it. That is Amanda Gorman. You know, she, her poem, "The Hill We Climb," it warmed my spirit, it warmed my soul. When I just listen to it, I can honestly shed tears, you know, because you have to want to see the light. And I guess with everything that I talked about this evening, from Gorilla Glue Girl to us looking at ourselves in order to, you know, be honest with ourselves about the things that we do to meet the goals that we need, about empathy, about the one-up king and queen, it's all about us. It's all about us not just seeing the light, but seeing the light within ourselves and understanding how that light affects each and every single person. Amanda said it. She said it. You know, are you brave enough to see the light? I'm going to tell you what. You know, I'm not marching back to what was. I'm marching towards what will be. And I encourage you to do the same, you know, and you have to look for the light within yourself. And if you can't see the light within yourself, you can't see the light in anybody else. If you don't understand the value of yourself, how do you understand the value of the next person, regardless of what they look like, regardless of if they're Hispanic, Black, White, Asian, you know, whatever it is that they are. Don't believe the hype. It is not rooted in our differences, our happiness, our ability to move forward. Our light is rooted in the things that we share, and we share so much more than what is different. And so that's what I leave you with this evening. Work towards seeing the light in yourself. It won't be easy. It's going to be hard. Sometimes, you know, it's going to be tiring. You're not going to feel like doing it, but I guarantee that it's worth it. Let your light shine. Recognize your light. Embrace your light. And when you are able to recognize and embrace your light, you're able to recognize and embrace everybody's light. And then you realize it's just not about you. It's about a community, a community that rides together, a community that dies together. Because in the end, if we don't do what we need to do, you see how it went down in 2020. So let's work together to start making it a better 2021. Okay? Let's work together just to make it better days to come, not just for us, but for all those that come after us, just like the people did before us. Have a wonderful night, everyone. Again, I just thank you for taking the time to listen to me. Be safe. God bless. And remember that you're wonderful. You are the light. You are phenomenal. Have a wonderful evening, everyone. God bless and good night.